Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak vetoes national popular vote bill. By Joshua Kaplan on May 30, 2019. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak, D, on Thursday vetoed a bill which would have pledged the state's 6 electoral votes to the winner of the popular vote for President of the United States. Assembly Bill 186, which recently passed the Senate on a 12-8 vote, would have seen Nevada join with 14 other states in an agreement to vote for the winner of the popular vote. The Assembly had voted in favor of the measure 23-17. Once effective, the national popular vote interstate compact could diminish the role of smaller states like Nevada in national electoral contests and force Nevada's electors to side with whoever wins the nationwide popular vote, rather than the candidate Nevadans choose, a statement via Sisolak reads. I recognize that many of my fellow Nevadans may disagree on this point, and I appreciate the legislature's thoughtful consideration of this important issue. As Nevada's governor, I am obligated to make such decisions according to my own conscience. In cases like this, where Nevada's interests could diverge from the interests of large states, I will always stand up for Nevada. Earlier this year, Colorado, Delaware, and New Mexico signed laws joining the compact, while Oregon and Maine are mulling bills of their own. Had Sisolak signed the measure, the group would have a total of 195 votes. Several White House hopefuls, including South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, and Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, have voiced support for eliminating Electoral College. However, supporters of the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact believe their strategy is more pragmatic than passing a constitutional amendment. Breitbart News senior editor Joel Polak wrote of the measure. Under a national popular vote system, it would be possible for Nevada, or one of the other swing states, to vote for the candidate who lost the national popular vote, only to see its electoral college votes awarded to the winner of the national popular vote. In a close election, that could elect a president, against the will of Nevada voters, who otherwise would have lost the election under the present system. Though the initiative has picked up steam, national popular vote president Barry Fottam concedes it is unlikely they will hit 270 votes by the 2020 election. I think people are just really tired of the system that means every vote does not count and that 6 to 8 states decide who is elected president, said Fottam. State Senator Keith Picard, R, who voted against the bill, said that joining the compact would have diminished Nevada's voice for future presidential elections. I think it's totally irresponsible for us to consider giving away what little influence we have on the national stage to the more populous states which will ultimately control the election, Picard stated.